Now, there will be many people out there getting ready to start university. The big adventure, if you like, and there's lots of help and support there. Now, if you have a disability, including those who are blind or partially sighted, you may also have access to the Disabled Students Allowance. Now, this provides a lot of support. We'll find out exactly what, but we also have some news around changes, and this has come from campaigning by the Thomas Pocklington Trust. Tara Chataway is from the Trust, and she joins us now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First of all, Tara, perhaps you could tell us just a little bit about DSA, what it is, how it works.
So Disabled Students Allowance, DSA, is a grant available for students with a disability who are going to university, and it helps to pay for the additional costs of university. So the things like assistive technology, it could even be an iPad, whatever it is that you need to enable you to do your studies. And it also pays for something called non-medical help, which could be support through note-taking at university, guiding, all sorts of things it covers. And it also covers transport, so if you live off campus, for you to get to university. And it also covers a couple of other little things as well. So it's a really, really important grant that students do not have to pay back. And students that do receive DSA do say what a difference it makes to enable them to complete their studies. So it's really important.
What were the changes then that Thomas Pocklington were campaigning for? What was wrong in your eyes?
Well, there's a number of issues that we have with Disabled Students Allowance. And it's not in Disabled Students Allowance itself, which we think is excellent. It's in some of the ways that it's administered. So one of the issues which has been addressed by the government is that there are four separate bits of Disabled Students Allowance. So you have an overall amount of money, but then that's divided into different pots. So you have a limited amount of money for equipment. You have another amount of money that's allocated for non-medical help. But one of the problems is that students with vision impairment tend to need more assistive technology, and some of that technology is quite expensive, like Braille reader could cover that complete budget. But then there's other bits of the money that's still sitting there for non-medical help that some students with vision impairment don't need to access. And it's the reverse for students with hearing impairment. So students with hearing impairment actually tend to need a lot more non-medical help and less equipment. So one of the things that we had a conversation with government about, well, why isn't that budget brought together so that if a student needs more non-medical help or needs more equipment, they're able to access that without having to make really tough decisions about where they're going to spend their money. And what the government have announced this week is that they agree and they are combining all pots of money together, which is just fantastic. It does require legislative change. So students going to university this year won't benefit. It will be students going next academic year that will benefit, because there does need to be changes to law. And obviously that needs to go through a parliamentary process to make sure that the changes are right and proper.
Do students have to apply each year for this? I'm thinking if someone is going this year, would they then have to apply for the next term and then for be included in that change?
No, you don't have to, particularly when it comes to assistive technology. What your needs will be identified at the beginning of university. But what you can do is you can go back, because as we know, university courses change. How you study and learn in the second year can look very different to the first year, and particularly the case for your last years, where it might be that you're doing more research-based study or you're doing a placement or whatever. So you can go back for your DSA assessment to have a reassessment of your needs, but your allocation of budget stays the same over that process. So, and this is one of the things that we need to check, and how this is going to be implemented, because you can have more access to some of the budgets in different years. It all gets quite complicated. So what you need to be doing is to have conversations with government about how is this going to work, so that it's really clear for students when they're applying for DSA next year what they're entitled to, and for students that might already be applying for DSA this year what it means for them next year. So I can't second guess government and what that's going to look like. But one of the things that we're doing at the moment is having those conversations.
Tara, there's a whole host of help and support advice from the Pocklington Trust, especially for students with visual impairments. What's the best way to sort of get in touch and have a look at that?
Our student support service is there for students with vision impairment aged 16 or over that are in or looking to go into higher education or further education, so that's colleges or university. And the best way to find out about our resources is to visit our website. We have a ton of resources and information, and you can visit that by going to www.pocklington-trust.org.uk/student-support, or you can email us at studentsupport@pocklington-trust.org.uk.
Tara, some great news. We will continue to follow the story, and of course any updates for students, we will be in touch with you as well. But thank you for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.